The Drifters, their records don't sell as well as they used to, but they're still very big on stage. Saturday night, well, every night's a Saturday night with you. And just ahead of the news headlines, let me tell you that the winner of last week's lucky number car sticker is Jeff Edwards of 12 Inglis Road, Southsea. That's Jeff Edwards of 12 Inglis Road, Southsea, and a victory bumper bundle is on its way to you. And also, the winners of the Radiomobile competition are Mr. P.W. Gold of 19 Beach Road in Clanfield and Avis Moore of Casdar, Denmead in Portsmouth. And we'll be forwarding the prize to you. Exactly 8:30, time for the news headlines with Maggie Coles.
Labour MP Brian Gould has defended his suggestion that the pound should be allowed to drop to $1.50. He says it'll make the pound undervalued and make our exports that much more attractive. The textile giant Courtauld may be closing another factory. It's at Skelmersdale in Lancashire, and the local MP says if it shuts down, 1,000 people will be out of a job. Former deputy leader of the Labour Party, Lord George Brown, says now is the time for a coalition government. He says we're already 2 years overdue in cutting several billion pounds from our public spending. The head of the Metropolitan Police, Sir Robert Mark, says the overwhelming majority of motoring offences should be taken out of criminal law. Sir Robert says it costs about £19 to collect a £6 parking ticket, and he said he would like to see most motoring offences transferred to civil law. HMS Repulse, one of the Royal Navy's four nuclear-powered Polaris submarines, arrives in Portsmouth today for a six-day visit. Operation Namibia gets underway today, and that's the voyage to Namibia with a boat full of books banned by the South African government. And at the Chichester Precinct Inquiry, shopkeepers say the precinct is bad for business. Those are the headlines, the main news bulletin at 9 o'clock.
Thank you, Maggie, and here's an update on the weather forecast for you, including East Holland to Celtic coastal waters. The day will be generally cloudy and there will be rain at times. However, brighter weather with some sunny intervals and scattered showers will reach the area during the afternoon. Temperatures will rise to about 14 degrees centigrade and the wind will be light or moderate, force 2 to 4, becoming south to southwest later on. Visibility at sea will be moderate or good, apart from a few coastal fog patches at first. And the sea level pressure at 7 a.m. this morning was 999 millibars, 29.5 inches. So the headline, rain at times this morning and getting brighter later.
It's a really good way to spend the day with Radio Victory.
And now, if you're feeling in a nice, quiet, sloppy, sentimental mood, switch off. These be the Stones at 28 minutes to 9.
Well, baby used to stay out all night long.
That's Rolling Stones going way back. I remember the first time I heard that, I was sitting in a German class with Frau Donnecke, who was really laying down the law to me. Really nasty lady. Remember those days? Take you back to your school days. Oh, rather frightening, really. Doesn't time fly? Hey, it's 24 minutes to 9. I've got a colleague in the studio. Good morning, Francois.
Bonjour.
Oh, bonjour, bonjour. Francois, come from France, and you came to see us last Easter, actually, because you were picking us up quite well.
Yes, I was picking you up in Lisieux, which is, somewhere up in Normandy, and the signal was quite good. It was It was Dave Christian's show, I remember.
Oh, it's got to be a good signal, because Dave's got a very loud voice, you know. Hi, everybody!
Sounds just like him.
And, listen, what are you doing over here again, Francois?
Well, I'm just on holiday, enjoying time and trying and do some shopping in London.
Shopping in London?
Yes.
That's interesting, because Chris Pollard, whose programme follows this one, Trends, went across to St. Malo on the ferry to do shopping there and came back with some astonishing reports that shopping of most things, fashions, food, that sort of thing, was more expensive in France than in London. So
yes, they are, actually. I heard someone on the radio the other day on an English station, I can't remember which, stating precise prices of a pair of shoe this side of the channel and the other side of the channel, and the difference was about 1-0. Which sounds a bit expensive. And this bloke ended on anti-market consideration, which I wouldn't go into.
Oh, well, listen, what do you plan to do when you're travelling around, apart from the shopping? I mean, any particular things, other friends you're going to see? Because I know you're friends of everybody down here at the station.
Yes, well, I've got all sorts of friends to see in London, and that's my problem, because, if somebody happens to know that I was in London and I haven't seen him or her, then I'll have problems. So keep it quiet and don't tell too much.
I won't say a word, but what you could do, because my French goes as far as Arc de Triomphe, vous êtes très jolie, mon chéri, but doesn't really apply to you. Would you like to say hi to all our French listeners in French? Because I'm hopeless at it.
All right. Bon, bah, s'il y a des gens qui écoutent Radio Victory, je ne leur donne pas tort. S'il y a des Français qui écoutent Radio Victory, je leur dis un grand, grand bonjour de ma part et de la part de Glenn Richards. All right.
Thank you very much. Oscar, Francois, nice of you to pop in and see us. Have a super holiday. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
Right, so a little bit of music now. Take us up to What the Papers Say with Mikey Coles at 20 to 9. Lara's theme from Dr. Zhivago, slightly different version than one you're used to. Ray Conniff from the album I Write the Songs.